my puppy got so muddy outside. It took me an hour to clean him up.
It's a good thing he has you to give him a bath. Without you, he would still be a mess. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. As always, my name is Zach. Every night, my brother and I take turns loading the dishwasher after dinner. Sometimes there's so many dishes that I wish they would invent a dish that could clean itself. It kind of reminds me of sin. When you do things that are wrong and against God's law, you might think that you can clean yourself, but you can't. Only God can wash away your sin. It's kind of like what King David wrote in Psalm 51:2. He said, "Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin." And now for our story. It's entitled, All Clean. "Cupcake, where have you been? You're filthy," Jenny said to her puppy. Cupcake was covered in mud and stick tights. Jenny scooped him up and took him straight to the bathtub. "Time to get you clean." Jenny put lots of puppy shampoo on Cupcake and scrubbed and scrubbed. After the bath, she brushed his fur and removed all the stick tights. "Now, don't you do that again," Jenny said as she cuddled her puppy. "Mom, look at all the stick tights I got out of Cupcake's fur. He was covered in mud, too. Boy, was he a mess." "He sure looks clean now. His fur looks as white as snow. You did a good job cleaning him up." Mom grinned. "I think you might need a bath now, though." Jenny looked down at her wet clothes and laughed. "I think I do." Mom was in the kitchen getting lunch ready when Jenny walked in after her bath. "Boy, that feels better. When Cupcake gets dirty, he makes me dirty, too." As they ate their lunch on the back deck, Jenny asked her mom some questions about what she had learned in Sunday school that week. "Mrs. Nelson taught a Bible lesson on sin and salvation, but I didn't completely understand all that she was talking about," Jenny said. "Well," said Mom, "just like Cupcake needed the mud and stick tights cleaned off him today, we need to be cleaned of sin. Cupcake couldn't clean himself. He needed you to give him a bath and remove the burrs from his fur. What would have happened if you hadn't cleaned him up?" "He would still be dirty and miserable," Jenny replied. "He'd be getting poked by the stick tights stuck in his fur." Mom nodded. "Our sin does the same thing. It brings pain and sorrow into the world and separates us from God, and it eventually leads to eternal death. Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." God offers us the free gift of salvation through his son Jesus, who paid the price for our sins on the cross. When we trust him as our Savior, he removes our sin and makes us clean so we can live with him forever. So how about you? Do you know God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins? When you admit that you're a sinner and trust in Jesus, he forgives your sins and makes you clean. It's that simple. You can receive the free gift of salvation and eternal life today. To learn more about what it means to receive the free gift of salvation, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 3:16.
"For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life."
And our key thought for today, Jesus makes us clean. Join us in prayer this Lent. Sign up for the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.